2 month sprint, it was fun. But we know, like, we're used to a 6 month season, and that starts tomorrow.
Is this a good sort of way to get tested right away? I mean, you see the Astros first and then the defending world champions and then the Astros again. This first just 10 games, is this a kind of a getting thrown into the fire here?
Yeah. I mean, we'll see how good we are. We know how good we can be. It's kind of weird during spring training with, like, COVID. There were times where I didn't see a position player for like 2 days. Like Pinder or Ole would hit a home run. Now the next day I wouldn't see him. So I couldn't like say, hey, nice hit, for like a day or two. So it's just really nice to see everyone, that's going to be on the team, like in one clubhouse finally.
Vince.
Jake, how do you evaluate the pieces of this bullpen? You've been around since, you know, the back half of 19, and there are certainly some new faces, but experienced faces, winning faces. How have you seen it, and how do you think it comes together?
I mean, you have an absolute stopper at the end. Rosie will shut it down, and then from there on back, we're also super deep at starting pitching. I feel like if the starter gives us 5-6 innings, we're in a very, very, very good position. We have different angles, different like primary pitches that each reliever throws, coming from different arm slots. The movement's all different. And even if they're young, they have really good experience because they've been on playoff teams before. And if they're like older, like a veteran type guy, they've been through everything. So I feel like if we can just keep control of what we can actually control, it doesn't matter. Like if you give up 2 runs the night before, like the next night you might have to pitch. So I feel like everyone kind of gets the mentality of a reliever. So I feel like it's going to aid us down the road.
Jake, there's been a lot of conversation on both sides of the debate about from the 60 games to 162 and where does the load come from? Is there a perceived extra load? Do you sense that bullpens will be asked to do more this year?
The first month, probably not. I mean, I get like pitching back-to-back days. I don't know if there's that many managers that are going to throw you 3 days in a row this early. And they might, which is totally fine as long as like the player feels good. The only thing I'm worried about, I'm probably going to go super off topic. 60 game season last year, super easy for like super young bullpen arms. Like all these college kids that come out and like a year or two later, they're in the big leagues. They throw 1,000 miles an hour. That's the thing I'm worried about. They don't get like how long a 6 month season is going to be. So they can go 0 to 100 the whole 2 months because their arm's going to feel great every day. Do that twice more. Like, I don't know. There's a difference from throwing like 20, 25 appearances in the throw. If you're up the whole year, you could easily throw 60, 65, 70, 75 times. I don't know if younger pitchers actually get how hard that is and like the longevity, like to do that every year, you kind of have to like pace yourself.
And my last question for you is you had wanted to focus this spring on more first pitch strikes, something you improved upon last year, and always working on your slider. And as you came out of spring, how did you feel about those two things?
Really good. I mean, my first outing, I think I walked a guy. Other than that, I don't think I did. As long as I'm the aggressor, I'm perfectly fine. But the second, like, that switches in the hitter, I put him in a hitter's count, like, that's where you can get in trouble. So as long as I can get in a pitcher's count most of the time, I feel like I'm I'll be pretty good.
Manolo.
Hey, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning.
Can you talk to us a little bit about your fellow lefty, Adam Kolarik? What kind of pitcher you see in him? What are some of the things the fans can expect from him? And how he could help the ace pen? Because I understand he has a totally different angle throwing the ball than other pitchers.
For me, I feel like he's a ground ball pitcher. That stuff moves so much. Same thing, like, I mean, he can righties, lefties. I feel like he could get anyone out. If you're a lefty, I don't know how you stand in there and face him. He has like a bowling ball sinker. It's very, very hard from his arm slot. And his off-speed pitches are really good. If he can sink you, he could probably pitch in the big leagues with that one pitch. It moves so much.
The other thing, you sliders guy, especially the pitchers with lots of experience, I'm guessing they have like a special fraternity. Now you have Sergio Romo, who also have a slider. Could you describe the difference between those sliders, yours and Sergio's, and the kind of relationships you guys have built together, probably, you know, picking the brains one of the other?
Romo's slider, I throw mine. I feel like it's pretty conventional. I mean, it's basically Chaz Rose. I just spike it now. Sergio throws it like on two seams and somehow makes it spin. I have no idea. I feel like every pitcher in camp's tried it and only like two or three are actually throwing it still. But I mean, Sergio brings so much. I don't even know how many games he's closed, probably up to 150. He's closed out a World Series. He has a ton of knowledge just from not even like hitters, just experience wise, playing in the biggest games, like understanding the ups and downs of like actual being a reliever. And that helps out not only like us like older guys down there, but especially the young guys. He gets like, if you get 60 games in, 10 are going to be very good. 10 are going to be very bad. And the other 40 is where you might have two, three guys on. But if you can throw a scoreless inning, that's like where your year's made. No matter what, you're going to have shit outings and you're going to have outings where you walk on the mound and no one can hit you. But it's the like 80% where, okay, you might get two outs and then hit a guy in the foot and then get a ground ball and you're out of it. Like there's a bunch of, you're not going to have 60 clean innings. So the more you realize that to be okay with traffic on the base path or controlling the damage, I feel, and he knows everything about that. So
Matt.
I think there was a sort of a sense maybe last year with some guys that obviously the Astros were the team that you needed to sort of overcome to get to where you guys wanted to be in the division. How do you view that dynamic now after you guys won the division last year but then saw them in the playoffs and lost that series? Where does that dynamic stand going into this year, do you think?
I think we just realized that whatever analytical people, they picked us to be third. That's all we know.
Do you pay attention to that kind of stuff? And what do you think of those projections?
Over everywhere. They show it everywhere. We also watch TV.
What do you think of those projections that have you second or third and winning 83 games?
It's not fun. Like, hey, that's perfectly fine. Like, I feel like every year the A's aren't picked to win. That's fine. It was nice. It was over 500, so that was cool.
And then just quickly on an unrelated topic, it sounds like Major League Baseball is intends to potentially relax some of the restrictions for teams that have a large number of players who get vaccinated. I'm wondering, with California starting to expand the eligibility to all adults middle of this month, whether there have been discussions among players about what the stance is there among the team, whether you guys are going to explore vaccinations or if that's going to be an individual decision.
I think maybe like a little bit of both. I'm sure we'll talk about it. I'm sure once we get like the actual protocols, if we do or don't, I feel like then we might make a decision as a team or as an individual.
Shayna.
Hey, Jake. I just have a general question. When you were pitching in the backfields in spring, who was the toughest out against your team that you had to face?
Probably Pena. Pena Perez during a live BP or during a sim game. Like, my stats during the actual spring training were pretty good. Backfields, not so much. I think I gave up 4 runs one time. But yeah, hey, I don't like pitching at 10:30 in the morning.
I'll take a last question from Jess.
Hey, Jake, how are you?
Good.
Good. So you mentioned shit outings and great outings. How are you able to kind of, I guess, be even keeled throughout all of that?
If you flip over your baseball card, like, that's kind of how it's going to be at the end of the year. Some years it might be really good. Some years it might be really bad. But if you look at the bottom where it says like career, that's probably how it's going to end up. So there's really no reason to panic. Like, you could figure out something and all of a sudden you're the greatest pitcher on the planet. I feel like it was Mike Adams who told me that in like 2012 or 13. He was like, if you pitch 60 times a year, 10 are going to be terrible. 10 are going to be very good. The other 40, like, you could give up a leadoff triple, get a strikeout, a pop up to like the infield, and then a flyout. Somehow that was a scoreless inning. It was like the most stressful inning of your life, but you got through it. And you just need to, like, once, for younger pitchers, I mean, I did this when I was younger. Say you give up 3 runs in 1 inning. You like do the math in your head. You're like, okay, for 8 innings, I need to be scoreless, and then I'll drop it down to a 3. Like, just stop that. Like, just throw. Charlie Manuel used to come out on the mound if I sucked and take the ball, and he's like, well, you didn't have it today. Like, you'll be in there tomorrow. Slap me on the butt and then walk away. But like, I didn't realize how simple, if you think that way, how simple like pitching actually is. It also helps me that I have to go home and like be a dad. So like, I don't really harp on like bad outings anymore, because at like 8 a.m. I have to start like playing and stuff. So I like, baseball is my job. I love it, but like, I have to go be a dad. So I really don't like put much pressure on outings anymore.
All right. Thank you, Jake.
If I go home in a shit mood, that sucks. So
thanks, Jake.
Yep.
Thanks, Jake.
Thanks, Jake.
Thank you.